I'm Brenda Fisher, Talent and Literary Manager.
And I'm Jacqueline Reynolds, Chief Digital Talent Officer at RSA Entertainment.
Our podcast, Badass Babes of Entertainment, will discuss the entertainment industry and the challenges facing today's actors, influencers, brands, and content creators. Welcome to the Badass Babes of Entertainment. Will Simmons, how are you today?
I am doing fantastic. How are you? How is everything?
Everything is great. It is fabulous. The sun is shining and we get to be in LA and it's starting to open up and you can actually eat in a restaurant now.
Oh,
I'm excited. I know. I feel like it's been a year since we ate inside in restaurants and now we can again. And it's funny the things you take for granted and then all of a sudden you're just so thrilled that you can do it again. It's crazy.
I'm mainly excited to finally watch movies in movie theaters. Oh. I feel like there were so many movies that came out last year or early this year that I was so excited to watch. And I felt like it wasn't the same experience because it wasn't in a movie theater. I didn't have the movie theater popcorn with the icy and having the seats laid back.
Yeah, it's different. It is so different. And you would think that, oh, that's really cool that I can just watch this brand new movie at home and I don't have to go anywhere. But then it's like, I want to go to the movies and it's an experience. I'm so glad that theaters are open this week and we're going to ease into it. But hey, at least we have the opportunity to go back and support the industry. And I think they're going to need our support more than ever. Kicking this off and getting this going again and everybody wearing their masks and trying to make it to where we can go back to full capacity. So fingers crossed.
Fingers are crossed.
That it all goes well. So Will, you are on Team RSA and you have been with us for a long time. We've watched you grow up and I love that. And now you're an adult and you're doing crazy adult things. You're traveling all over the world and I keep hearing all these great things that you're doing with choreography and dance. And so I thought, you know what? Will needs to talk about this and tell the world out there what he's up to and what's going on and your social media and every other thing. Tell us about this exciting stuff that was happening.
Okay, so I'll start it off with a little bit about who I am. My name is Will Simmons, aka Big Will. That's like my dance slash stage name. I am almost 21 years old, but I'm 20 years old. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. So I basically grew up within the entertainment industry. I started around the age of 10. My very first audition I didn't get, it was fine. Then my second audition, I actually booked Ellen for Miranda Cosgrove to perform with her. And I thought that was like the coolest experience ever because back then she was doing like iCarly and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, Miranda Cosgrove. That was like my crush back in the day. So it was this really cool experience. And then ever since then, I've worked my way up from doing live performances to doing big tours to doing TV shows and now movies and even tons and tons of music videos with your favorite artists.
I know, that's amazing. You did one recently, I think it was like maybe right before the pandemic or maybe it was a while ago. And I feel like entertainment world is like dog years, but with Childish Gambino, that one was really cool.
Yes. So the one I did with Childish Gambino. So the one I did with Childish Gambino was for This Is America. And it was just one of those historical moments I felt just because it really woke up the entire world on with so much racial injustice and Black Lives Matter movement. And there's so much that was happening within the video. And I felt like it was portrayed perfectly. So it was absolutely an honor to be a part of this music video with Childish Gambino. And thankfully with the director, I've actually worked with him before on past music videos. So he actually just brought me in and was like, we just want to see you dance. You're like our first pick. And I was like, okay, sounds great. Came in after they already had the audition, they already had the first callback. I came in my very first time in the second callback. I danced and then I ended up booking it. And we had rehearsals with Sherry Silver, who's a phenomenal Afro dancer choreographer. And it was absolutely unreal throughout the entire process.
Wow. I know I saw the finished product and it was just amazing. So visually entertaining and it just drew you in and your eyes were just mesmerized, I think is the best way to describe it as you're watching this. And yeah, it was just very well done. So that was pretty cool for sure.
Yes. I loved it. I think my favorite part about it is, like you said, it's so visually pleasing to watch and it's so thrilling. Yeah. But the fact that there's so many elements that people miss the first time they watch it makes right. you want to rewatch it again. The very first time you watch it, where you're like, oh, okay, like you're watching just Childish Gambino and listening to the lyrics. Okay, second time looking at the dancers, third time you're looking at the foreground, and you're looking right. at the stunt actors that are falling off of the second story buildings and stuff like that. So I think it's absolutely insane.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. It's almost like a movie when you have to go back and see it again, because there's just, you know, so many elements and so much going on that you do miss things. And then when you see it later, did you see that? Do you remember that? For sure. Very cool. That was amazing. And then you recently traveled out of the country to teach choreo.
Yes. So this is like my favorite thing to do is I was like, okay, how can I travel and continue to do what I love? Let's teach. No, I'm just kidding. That's not how it worked, but it came together. So I love traveling. I love learning about people's culture and their history and the background and getting to meet all the locals. My very first outside of the country teaching job was in Dominican Republic. And when I tell you, it was such a humbling experience, because the very first day I got there, I met up with the teachers. I greeted myself. We went out. They took me out to breakfast. It was very nice. I had my family with me. And then I taught my very first class. And the next day I had a free day. And I asked them, I said, is there any way that you can invite whoever you want, but for all those dancers, let's just sit down at this local food market where it's just like tons of food trucks. I was like, let's sit right. down and I just want to have conversations with them and just learn about them. For 2 hours straight, I was talking to each person individually and I absolutely loved it. So we went to Santiago, Punta Cana, and it was one other place as well that we went to, but I absolutely loved it. And then right after that, I went home for like literally 2 weeks and went straight to Japan. And I was so nervous because it's my very first time ever traveling outside the country by myself, no family, got on the airplane. I got there and that one was such a challenging experience only because they're so hard on their teachers. And if they don't feel challenged, which is a very good thing, but if they don't feel challenged, they don't want to bring you back.
Wow.
So I had to really bring my A game. And around that time, I've never had so much creative juices and ideas flowing in my mind and flowing in my head because I was so inspired by all of the hardworking dancers there. So nice. I loved going to Japan and Dominican Republic, and I go every year now. Sadly, I didn't go last year to Japan, but I hope to go again for another 2 months this year.
That is amazing. That is a really cool story. And I'm so glad you're getting the opportunity to experience that. And I know as you guys grow up and you're friends with my son and you guys are similar in age, you're a little bit older, not by much, but it's really interesting to see you guys grow up and learn new cultures and learn new things. It's so cool to watch. And I think it's so great that you've taken what you've learned as you were younger and you've built on that and you've turned into such a nice young man, and we're so proud of you.
I try to. You guys definitely kept me safe under the right track with the RSA family. And I thank you guys for that, just because I know there's times where I was struggling in the past with jobs or connections. And I know you guys always have my back. So in reality, I couldn't have really done most of the stuff that I've done if it wasn't for you guys.
Oh, you're the sweetest. We absolutely love you. And we know there are some amazing things in your future. And we're hoping that we can be a part of that for a long time to come. And as you are now an adult and growing and experiencing new things, I just think that there are so many great things that are in store for you.
Yes, I'm super, super excited. I have a lot of things in store in the future, which is actually very soon. I recently just went back on Ellen performing with Jason Rodello and Rex Klein. Nice. It was so much fun going on there just because it was like a full circle. We got interviewed by Twitch and we're going to be performing. So look out for that. which
awesome.
I don't know when this podcast comes out, but I'm going to say March 26th is the episode of our Ellen episode comes out. And then I actually recently booked a role on Never Have I Ever by Mindy Kipling. And I thought it was absolutely crazy that I came in as this co-star role and they brought my character back. Wow. So I felt honored the fact that even I had one line, they brought my character back again, just because they were like, we really do like him and we trust him. So be on the lookout for that coming out towards the end of this year. I also just recently did a movie with Addison Rae. It's the remake of, instead of She's All That, it's He's All That. It's the remake. And she has a new movie coming out and I'll be performing in the movie as well. So I'm super, super pumped to see that one, just because all of the type of choreography that we had with this was completely just going super full out. Just Jamal Smith is a genius when it comes to his choreography. And I'm excited to see how it looks on the big screen.
Me too. And I saw that Rachel Lee Cook is back in the movie again. And yeah, she was the original She's All That gal. And so it's cool to see when they bring people back from the originals when they do remakes. I like that. I think that's, I guess, really cool. So I'm looking forward to seeing that too.
Yeah, I love it just because when they respect the past and they're allowing them to be like, if you're new and you haven't seen the old series, this is the first one you watch, just know those are the people that paved the way to create this movie. So if you like this person, you can go back and watch the original. And I love it when they have those kind of Easter egg moments in those kind of films.
Yes, absolutely. That is the best for sure. So I have a question for you. I would like you to think about the badass babes in your world and the women that have helped get you to where you are today. And I'd like you to do a shout out to the badass babes in your world.
Okay. Excuse my French, but the badass babes that I know that are like the closest people in my life, I only realistically have, other than obviously the RSA team, which I do love. It's a full team of powerful and very just inspiring women. It's literally the entire list can go on and on with you guys. And as well, it goes to shout out to my mom, April Simmons. Shout out to my sister for being like my assistant choreographer and helping me with ideas and being very honest to be like, okay, that's not how it works. Okay, that works. Christina Simmons, my grandma being my number one fan. She's also so caring and so loving because she doesn't know much. So she has so much support and so much to give and so much to love. And also another shout out to my girlfriend, Tori K. She's been like my rock for the past year and a half. We just recently moved in together and it's easily been the best experience and best, you know, choice I've ever had in my entire life. Just living life with her every single day and having that moment to wake up and still feel inspired. And we help each other out with scripts. Like literally yesterday, I stopped what I was doing and helped her get this audition ready for 2 hours because that's just what we do. We're both very career driven, career focused. And it doesn't get in the way of our relationship, but it strengthens our relationship. So shout out to her.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's so great that you had so many great women in your family. And I know your mom is amazing, April. So big kudos to her. She has really worked hard to raise an amazing son. And she's always had your back. And I love that about strong mamas out there, how much they protect their kids and keep them on the right track and make sure that they're living their dreams, which, you know, is amazing. And moms that do that, kudos to them, because that it's a hard job being a mom. And when you do it that well, like your mama does, she deserves recognition for sure.
Yes, exactly. Especially a lot of people don't realize how much a mom does when it comes to having a kid in any type of entertainment business or being sports. You really have to give up a lot. That's just what you have to do. You give up a lot. You have to drive them everywhere. For example, I didn't live in LA. I lived an hour and a half away. So my mom would have to drive me when I was younger for almost 8-9 years in a row of every single day going to LA and trying to find a way. And then eventually even having to quit her job and stopping and putting her life on hold to make sure my life and my career can grow. Just whenever you guys have your moment, just say thank you to all of my moms out there. Say thank you to your mom. just because, like, just be thankful while they're still here.
Yes. Very well said, Will Simmons. You've turned out to be such a great guy and are very aware of who helped get you here. So that is an amazing quality about you.
Thank you. Thank you.
For sure. For sure. Will Simmons, thank you so much for coming on the Badass Babes of Entertainment and chatting with us today. Again, very excited that you're part of the RSA family and and looking forward to all of your successes that we know we're going to see in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Shout out to the RSA fam. Shout out to all the badass moms out there in the world. You guys rock. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Welcome to Babe, also known as the Badass Babes of Entertainment. We'll be talking about everything industry related. If there is a topic you would like us to cover, just message us on Insta at Babes of Entertainment, also on Facebook, Babes of Entertainment, and on Twitter, BABE_podcast.
Jamie Sarah Slovan.
Hello.
Welcome to the Badass Babes of Entertainment.
Thank you
so much for joining today. Miss Jamie Sarah Slovan is an amazing actress and part of the RSA family. She has been on fire. She's been doing so well and has been on a gazillion TV shows. a gazillion. Just a few. We're so proud of you. I want to chat with you more because you've got lots of cool things going on. You have your own business, which is super cool. You obviously have been doing the acting stuff, and I want you to talk about that a little bit today. And I want to know what your favorite shows have been, your set experiences behind the scenes, and any fun stories that you can share with us.
Yeah, I think it was last week I finished filming an episode of SWAT.
Awesome.
Which was such a wonderful experience, even with COVID. And I actually felt very safe. They were super serious about testing. Everyone had to be tested at least 3 times a week. It felt like more though. Every day you would film, you would go get rapid tested. And then days that I was off, I would have to go either up to the studios in Santa Clarita or over to Sony and get tested. So really pulling out all the stops there. And I felt everyone wore masks. I felt very safe in terms of that. And the crew was all super nice. The actors were great. I had my first interrogation scene where I was in an interrogation room. And that was a little intimidating. I've never been arrested before. So, oh, okay. Is this what it feels like? Yeah. And then
so you're like, the emotion was real then.
It was, although I don't want to say too much, but I get to tell them off. And I worked with Alex Russell and Kenny Johnson in that scene, and they were both so warm and welcoming and introduced themselves to me. I've worked on sets where that's not always the case. They were wonderful. And the director, Jan, was also phenomenal. Just, she knew her stuff.
I love that. And she's a girl. I love it.
Honestly, I was thinking about that too. I feel like most of the directors I've worked with have been female. Generally, not most, but some of the standout ones.
Interesting.
Great. Yeah.
I love that. That's always good to hear that there are more badass babes of entertainment out there.
Totally.
We love that so much. I want to hear more about your business that you do. I think it's so freaking cool.
Yeah, actually, last year in June, the pandemic hit and kind of everything shut down. And my sister was working from home. And I've always done vintage home decor, like flea markets and selling on Etsy. And then it's always been something that we both loved. And in June, we took the plunge and started a vintage furniture resale company. So that has blown up in a great way. We're very lucky. You can find us on Instagram at Vintage LA. It's S-E-S-T-R-A.
I love that. Did you get that from Orphan Black?
It makes me think of Orphan. Yes, I love a goddess.
Oh,
another badass babe of entertainment.
Oh my god,
queen, right. Babe.
She is the queen. She really is.
She really
would love to meet her.
She's amazing. Yeah, and that has been such a journey. I can't believe it's almost been a year. It's kept me pretty busy between auditioning and that and taking care of my dog that I have now.
Did you get the dog during the pandemic?
I actually rescued him in January of last year. So I felt like it was the universe telling me that it was the right time, that something was coming and I was going to have plenty of time. And
interesting.
And he's my best friend. Yeah.
I love your dog. Your dog is funny.
Oh my gosh. Yes. He likes to come into auditions sometimes.
Yes, he does. He likes to be part of the process. And yes. Then he likes to punk you.
Mm-hmm. He's a funny boy. He lots of personality.
He likes to do a little crop dusting as he joins in.
He embarrasses me. But he's
so great.
He's the sweetest. He doesn't know. He just passes the gas.
He just passes the gas and you can hear it and it's fine because he's a dog.
I'm glad you got a kick out of that video.
I was dying. I'm like, that was classic. That was classic. Gotta love dogs and kids. They always make everything more interesting. That is for sure.
I honestly feel like I have a toddler with ADD now. That is what I feel like.
Yes. The only difference is you can leave them alone for a little while and you won't get it.
That's true.
Anything interesting that you would like to talk about? Any good shout out to other badass babes in the entertainment industry that you would like to say some kind words about?
Yeah, honestly, two of my friends stick out in my mind that are just very talented women. They're both writers and actors. And I think that when the pandemic hit, they both went through that period of, oh my gosh, like my career isn't anywhere near where it's going to be. And now the whole industry is like going to change and I don't even have my foot in the door yet. Who's going to hire me? And then they shifted their perspective and they both wrote new projects and filmed new projects during the pandemic and did it so creatively. One of my friends wrote, her name is Lauren Savigny. She wrote a rap song about the lack of sex in the pandemic because you can't have anybody over at your house. And we shot a fun music video for that in our house. And my other friend, Jordan Van Cleve, who's a comedian and writer, she wrote a birthday Zoom script that it like is just going to go together so well when it's edited. We just filmed, but each person has a different scene and it's all over Zoom and it's all conversations with her about her birthday. I admire both of them a lot because they kept me like hopeful because they were working and finding their creativity, which I guess awesome. I did too, just in a different way. I went to Vintage Furniture.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I think a lot of people have been talking about this, like how they just changed everything that they had done in the past and new things were popping up and they were doing research and putting projects together and remodeling their house or doing something creative because it was like, okay, what do we do with this time? And once you realize it's not going to be just 2 weeks and really it's going to be over a year, I think the people that can't sit still, we all went through that crazy, oh my God, what are we going to do? And then all of a sudden we got really creative and ended up doing too much. But when we probably should have taken a couple of more days to ourselves, but hey. But yeah, no, I think that we were really productive and got a lot done. And I keep hearing that from other people. They panicked, they had their meltdown, and then they got to work. And some really cool things are coming out of it. And I love that I'm seeing sketches and different funny things that people are coming up with. And just the stories I'm hearing from the Zoom auditions and funny things that are happening. And there's going to be so much material out there just from having to deal with what we're dealing with.
We are so adaptable as human beings. And I feel like we've all adapted now and things are going back to normal. It feels like we're on trend for that. I know. I got my first vaccine dose. Some of my friends have as well. And restaurants are starting to open. Indoor dining has opened, which
I don't know
how comfortable I feel about that. But
I'm way comfortable. I've already eaten inside a restaurant.
Really?
I did.
Wow.
And it was glorious because there's nobody next to you, even remotely. You feel like you're in the restaurant by yourself.
I'm okay with doing outside. I don't know about inside though, but to each his own. And I'm glad that you feel comfortable. But now I'm like, okay, we've adapted to this life. Now are we ready to like just adapt again and have to go back? I don't know. I've been living my life a certain way for over a year now. And now we're just going to have to adapt again.
I don't think the masks are going away though. I think we're always going to have that.
I know. What do we think COVID is going to be? Is it going to be like the flu? Is it going to be something we get a shot for every year? Right. I don't know.
So you get your flu shot and your COVID shot.
And that's the thing is I don't get flu shots.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'll be doing, although I did get the vaccine because I felt like it was for me, not just for me, but for everyone around me and in my life. And
yeah, so I'm hoping, like they said, the herd immunity and getting back to some semblance of normal life and order and just feeling like we can do some of the things we liked doing before. I'm dying to go to the movies.
I'm dying. I was just about to say, I miss the movies so much.
We just take a little travel Lysol and just spray it down.
Seriously.
Spray down the seat. Wipe it down with some antibacterial wipes. And
I need a big Diet Coke and a tub of popcorn. And
yes, I think we'll all feel better once we start doing that. And I believe they're open.
Are they?
I heard. Yep. I think they're 25% capacity, but I think the AMC theaters are open now.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I did. It made me go to my first drive-in and I went to a couple.
See? Something out of your norm and tried something new. And
it was great. They're fun.
Yeah. Maybe they'll come back more. Because I know that a lot of them were closing, but now maybe it'll start it up again.
Totally. I feel like they had plenty of business recently.
Yeah, because people are just dying for any kind of entertainment, something to do, for sure.
And I really miss going to my acting studio. You don't realize how much it means to you to interact with other humans that you see every week, and you take it for granted to see them every week and have this amazing experience and get to work on material that is super challenging, things that you really want to be working on.
Yes, exactly. Yep, the human interaction part, the fact that I haven't been able to hug anybody in so long, like you want to, you're like air hug, COVID. It takes away that connection. So that's the hardest part, I think, of COVID for sure for me.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm very lucky. I recently moved into my own place, but I lived in a house with my two best friends for most of it. I moved in February. And so it was like, there's no way I could have done this if I had been alone in my house and not seen anyone. Like, they kept me going through this whole thing.
Yes, for sure. And your dog.
And my dog, yes.
It's so great to have animals. I know. I have my three dogs and going hiking with them, I don't feel alone. It's nice.
Absolutely.
You always have your buddy.
He is my buddy.
What's your dog's name?
His name is Griff. It's short for Gryffindor. After having him for a month, we realized that I should have named him Draco instead of Griff.
Uh-oh.
But that's his middle name now. Officially Gryffindor Draco Slovan.
Uh-oh. That's his alter ego, huh?
Yes.
His dark side.
Yeah, he does.
I love it. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us on the Badass Babes of Entertainment.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. Absolutely.
Today's episode was executive produced by me, Brenda Fisher, and Jacqueline Reynolds. Editing and recording by Herman Villacorta.